I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I do think this is a game where the Giants and Jason Garrett, as the offensive coordinator, they're going to have to manufacture points. And it could be Joe Judge and special teams. Fake punt, fake field goal, flea flicker. That's not Jason's thing. We saw it here. He was not big on all that. But I just don't think the Giants can come out here, think they're going to just line up, run the ball, and throw it, and beat this Cowboys team as high scoring as Dallas is.
And look what happened. Jason Garrett pulling out the old bag of tricks. Cowboys obviously still get the W. Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys color analyst, every Thursday at 8:40, brought to you by Metter, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. And you're coming right out of the gate with a trivia question for Choppy, Babe?
I am, but let me just quickly. I woke up this morning, and I've got my coffee, and I'm doing my little deal, and I've really come to love these Thursday mornings with you guys.
Oh, good.
Why?
No, they have become like a highlight for me of the week. So that's my first thought. My second thought is, I mean, what has my life become when the highlight of my week is talking to RJ and Chop at 8:40 in the morning on Thursday? Okay, Chop, you love my trivia. Ready?
I do.
Okay, so Kyler Murray coming in, obviously, number one pick in the draft. Okay? I want you to name the last quarterback taken with just a top five pick, not the number one overall, just the last quarterback taken with a top five pick that won the Super Bowl for the team that drafted him.
The last quarterback taken with a top five pick that won the Super Bowl with the team that drafted him.
Correct.
It's not
Eli Manning.
No, he got drafted by the Chargers.
So oh, sorry, Peyton Manning. It'd be Peyton Manning then.
You got to go back to Peyton Manning. Very good. Peyton Manning.
Wow.
Is the last quarterback. Isn't that amazing? I mean, top five.
Wow.
So you take all these guys, number one and two, and, you know, we see it every year, obviously. All these top five quarterbacks, and only one. I mean, you got to go back to Peyton. That's amazing. Now, I will tell you this. Jared Goff made it, obviously lost. Cam Newton made it and lost. Matt Ryan made it and lost. Donovan McNabb made it and lost, but you know, you take that guy up at the top of the draft and you think, hey, there's our Super Bowl, and that just hasn't been the case. So there we go.
In all your years of covering, you know, football in this state, CBS 11, all the high school coverage, where is Kyler on that list? And who is the best one or two high school football players that you ever saw here?
Yeah, here Kyler, and I did see him in person, and I think you have to see people in person, obviously, especially quarterbacks. But long and short, yeah, he was as good as it gets. Obviously, he played in maybe the best state outside of California in terms of high school football. And he was probably the best. I mean, he's 43-0 as a starter at the biggest classification that you can play in. So I saw Matt Stafford, and I will say when I saw Stafford, I just said his arm could go to the NFL the next day. I mean, it wasn't like his arm developed when he was at Georgia or whatever. I just said, there's an NFL quarterback. Now, he jumps off the page and obviously became the first pick of the draft. So, but he was good. Now, I'll tell you this. I played against John Elway in high school. So I know that's obviously outside of the state of Texas. I was in California, but
will you educate RJ on John Elway since he likes to disrespect one of my top two favorite quarterbacks ever?
It's easy.
Elway may be, and it's funny because I went to Stanford the next year he came, and obviously that's why I'm a proud graduate of Indiana University. But Elway may be, Elway, with all apologies to Roger and Troy, okay, I'm gonna take them out of the equation. He's probably my favorite quarterback that I've ever seen play. I mean, I can't go back to Johnny Lujack and Bobby Lane and some of those guys, but always loved Elway.
Troy can't be in Elway. John Elway's sentence.
I push Roger and Troy to the side. You move them to the side, and then you start deciding on the rest of them.
Okay. All right. Okay.
But
I won't get into a fight. I don't want to get into a fight. It's too early in the morning.
How was Elway's high school arm compared to Stafford's?
Good question. You know, I was so young, and you hadn't seen much at that point, so I didn't have a lot to compare it to. I just knew it was a lot better than mine.
And you're probably like four Schlitz deep.
Oh, like all these guys, he had a cannon.
Was Ballantyne not on the tip of your mind?
No. Babe Loffenberg here on the Fan. Babe, I know you heard Michael Lombardi the other day on G-Bag. We replayed it. Destroying Kellen Moore. Accusing Kellen Moore of, just running his own game plan, not playing complimentary football, that Jerry wants Kellen Moore to be Bill Walsh, that Mike McCarthy is handcuffed. And I love Lombardi's opinions and his takes, but is he right about any of that?
Not that I see. Not that I see. I mean, one thing I don't like is you get these football people and they then become something that they're not. And they feel like everybody's got to be Stephen A. Everybody's got to have a more controversial take. Yeah. It's probably why I haven't been very successful. I try to look at what's in front of me and the facts and judge people fairly. And I don't wake up in the morning saying, God, what can I say? Who can I say is the worst quarterback in the history of football? I mean, let's face it, this is the same guy that said Doug Peterson is the most unqualified. I remember this distinctly. He said he was the most unqualified head coach he'd ever seen when he got hired in all his years in football. 2 years later, Doug Peterson beats Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl. He's been to the playoffs 3 of his 4 years, so I take a lot of that with a grain of salt. But, no, I think Kellen's doing a great job. He's not handcuffed. My God. I mean, if Mike McCarthy tells him to run the ball more, he's going to run the ball more. If he tells him get the ball to CeeDee Lamb more, he's going to get the ball to CeeDee Lamb more. And, I mean, they are literally a record-setting offense. So what are we talking about here?
That's true,
Seriously, where's the issue? Now, they're turning it over. That's not his fault. He can't help the guys are fumbling. You know, Zeke's never been a fumbler. He's fumbled 3 times this year. Leads the league in fumbles for non-quarterbacks. So I just don't get it. I don't get it. It's like the Rex Ryan calling Amari a turd. You say a lot of things, right? Mm-hmm. You can say he plays better at home than he does on the road. You can say he disappears in games, no question. But anyway, those guys can all have at it.
If you were the OC, I mean, like, does this offensive line, are they good enough to, you know, go back to the 2016 style where they ran it a lot? I mean, is this offensive line in that shape right now?
No, they're not. And that's the thing, too. When you look at, like you say, 2016, you'd even go back to 2014. When Tony arguably had his best year because they were able to run the ball so effectively. Let me just say this, any quarterback's going to have a good year when you can run it. And not effectively, they ran it great, beyond effectively.
Yeah.
But can you go back to that? No. I mean, not with this offensive line. And that's not an indictment on the guys playing because they're battling their you-know-what's off. But you've got two tackles who are free agents, you know. They're guys, I don't want to say you don't want to have to play them because you are playing them. But when the season started, if you had said, okay, the fourth round – rookie is going to be your center. Your two tackles are going to be free agents. You would have just said, "Oh, we're doomed. We're this is over." But that's where they are. You know, that's where they are.
Give us a QB scouting report on Andy Dalton.
I've always liked him. I really have. And this is a guy. It's funny because people I keep hearing, "Well, he's the best backup in the league," and this type of thing. He's a starter. I mean, I think he obviously views himself as a starter, not necessarily here that he should be playing over Dak or should have been playing over Dak, but I mean, that's a starting quarterback that you've got playing now. So, and his early career was great. I mean, they made the playoffs 4 consecutive seasons. I think what hurt Andy Dalton, honestly, was when Mike Zimmer went to Minnesota, because they played great defense there for him those first 4 years. What's interesting is to go back, you look at the numbers, they scored, Cincinnati scored about the same number of points in those years when they weren't making the playoffs as at his early time, his first 4 years, when they were. So the difference was they were scoring the same, but they weren't giving up the same amount of points.
Babe Laufenberg right here on your home of America's team. It'll be the Cowboys and the Cardinals with Monday Night Football. Who is the favorite in the division moving forward in your mind?
Well, that's a good question.
Of course it is.
Which is why you asked it, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's going to, I think we all would agree it's going to be either the Cowboys or the Eagles. I mean, the Giants are not even going to contend. But I'll go back to this too, okay? So we all know it's a it's an awful division this year, right?
Oh, yeah.
The last division, so we're 5 weeks into it. Nobody's got a 500 record even. The last division where all five teams were under 500 after 5 weeks was the NFC East in 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, and there's only been, matter of fact, there's only been, it's only happened twice, okay, in NFL history that five games, all the divisions. The other was the Century Division. You all remember that, right? In 1968, the Century
yeah,
Division?
Of course, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you have? Chop, what was the over-under on in that Century Division that year on somebody winning 10 games?
1968, that was a 14-game season, right? So I couldn't, yeah. Can't imagine it was anybody had the over-under of 10.
No, I don't even know if they had it at the time. But anyway, that year in 2013, the Eagles won the division at 10-6. So somebody, I don't know if it's going to be Philly or Dallas. And again, I doubt it's going to be Washington, but with Alex Smith, we'll see what he has. And the way they play defense, who knows what they could do. But anyway, somebody is going to get hot. Somebody's going to come off and win four games in a row here, and all of a sudden it'll change. But I couldn't tell you who that's going to be.
What have you seen from Arizona on tape? Give us a little Cardinals scouting report.
Well, I obviously you like Kyler Murray. What's interesting about him is, you know, he's obviously short. I think he measured in at 5'10", just a little over 5'10". But he dropped. They are much more of a drop-back team than if you look at a team like Cleveland with Baker Mayfield. Baker has trouble in the pocket seeing. I mean, I can show you five plays in the Cowboys game where you just say, throw it. I mean, he had people open. You say, throw it. I'm sure the quarterback coach was sitting there saying, well, throw it, but he just can't see it. Kyler, even though he's shorter by almost 2 inches, he sees it. I mean, you can play him in the dropback game. And I think the other part about a guy like Kyler Murray, Baker's a good runner. You know, there's guys that are good runners and they can run, but when you're 4'3", like Kyler, the pass rush is just this, what they call mush rush. You know, nobody wants to let him get up and get up into the pocket and break a 30-yard run. So everybody just rushes very tentatively trying to close that pocket down on him. So as a passer, that just affords him things that other, you know, quarterbacks, a non-mobile quarterback, a Drew Brees, Brady, whoever you want to throw into there, they're not afforded that. So he gets a lot more. He gets better pass protection, let me say this, than his offensive line would warrant, if that makes sense.
Who's going to cover Hopkins?
That's a good question. You know, this is a team in this defense that they have not traveled anybody, and meaning the corner go with the best receiver. And I don't even know who your best corner is right now, to be quite honest, so I don't know how you would designate that. But, you know, no question, you know, that he's a force. But, you know, when you think about Kingsbury, right, and that offense and high scoring and the air raid and all that good stuff, you know they've scored 36 points one time since he's been there. So it has not been, well, you watch the highlights on Sunday and it's awesome because Kyler's moving around and throwing on the run and running the ball, and it's great. They've scored 36 once. Now here's your downside. The Cowboys are averaging, giving up 36. So if Arizona just comes in here with an average offense, they score 36 points.
Babe Laufenberg, Cowboys color analyst. Fantastic tweet. Fantastic segment. Have a fantastic call Monday night. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.